Report: Alexander Vindman pitched $12 million scheme to profit off Ukraine war funds. By Christina Wong on March 3, 2023. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman on Friday appeared to confirm a report that said he is pitching a defense contract to the Ukrainian government to the tune of $12 million, which would likely come from U.S. taxpayers, to operate and repair military equipment being used in the war. Thanks for the advertisement. I'm trying to get logistics in place to help Ukraine win the war and secure America, tweeted Vindman. He claimed he was looking for philanthropic contributions to get it going. Reach out if you support the cause of democracy and U.S. national security. Hashtag Faster Project, he added. On Thursday, Human Events' Libby Emmons and Jack Posobiec reported that it obtained documents showing that in August 2022, Vindman, operating as CEO of Trident Support, gave a presentation to Ukraine on a Ukraine weapons systems sustainment center to help the country address problems with repairing and maintaining the equipment that has poured into Ukraine from the West since Russia invaded in February 2022. Vindman proposed to Ukraine an initial funding tab of $12 million to act as a middleman between NATO weapons and Ukrainian forces, according to Human Events. His company would teach Ukrainian forces how to operate and repair the equipment. Trainers would be highly experienced former soldiers or contractors in Iraq and or Afghanistan. Potential locations for this midpoint would be Poland, Slovakia, or Romania if it were not possible to set it up in Ukraine, the report said. The presentation was revealed along with court documents showing a dispute over payments, Human Events reported. According to presentation slides, Vindman's brother Yevgeny is the president of Trident International LLC, and listed as a point of contact for the scheme. Vindman, a Ukrainian immigrant to America, infamously worked with a U.S. intelligence official to launch an impeachment inquiry against then-President Donald Trump in 2019. Vindman claimed that Trump had tried to use $400 million in U.S. military assistance for Ukraine as a quid pro quo to obtain dirt on Hunter Biden, who was paid $80,000 a month to serve on the board of Ukrainian natural gas company Burisma. After Burisma fell under investigation by the Ukrainian prosecutor general, then Vice President Joe Biden worked to get him fired and bragged about it at a Council on Foreign Relations event. After the aid had been put on hold, Trump in a June 25, 2019, phone call asked Zelensky to look into the matter, saying, "There's a lot of talk about Biden's son. That Biden stopped the prosecution and a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the Attorney General would be great." At the time, Vindman was listening in on the phone call as Director for European Affairs for the National Security Council, on loan from the Pentagon. After the phone call, he and his twin brother Yevgeny went to the NSC General Counsel to complain that it was improper of Trump to make the request. Shortly after, an intelligence official tried filed a complaint to the Intelligence Community Inspector General and Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, took it public, falsely claiming he did not meet with the intelligence official who filed the complaint beforehand. Trump was later acquitted by the Senate of any wrongdoing. During the impeachment inquiry, led by Schiff, Vindman testified that he was offered by Ukraine to become its defense minister three times. He was mocked by military veterans after he demanded to be addressed as Lieutenant Colonel Vindman by then-Intelligence Committee ranking member Devin Nunes, RCA. While Vindman appeared to confirm his proposal to the Ukrainian government, he also raised the prospect of suing for defamation over the article. Breitbart News unsuccessfully attempted to get a hold of Vindman for comment. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.